I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. Wait, Megyn Kelly? Wait, I'm sorry. Isn't Megyn Kelly still a hardline Trump loyalist? She was the one who, at the beginning of the Epstein file release, was like, they were barely legal 15-year-olds. Why the f is he roping Megyn Kelly in here? Yeah, but she said was the war was bad. Oh God, the tent is so narrow. The tent is so narrow, man. Jesus Christ. She said there's a difference between 15 and 8. Yeah, but if there was like a video of Trump f***ing an 8-year-old, she'd be like, there's a difference between 8 and 3. Say one thing wrong and you're out. Yeah. It is insane how every single member of the Republican Party, both A, knows that Trump is insane, B, knows that his time is up, and C, knows that there's no future for the party without some kind of denunciation of him. But they're all too cowardly to be the first one to say it, so they're all just waiting for someone else. It's like with the release of the Epstein files, the discharge petition barely getting any Republican votes, but then once the discharge petition was passed, every single Republican, except for one, voted for its release. Deeply submissive, can't criticize dear leader. Yeah, except it's like, imagine being in North Korea and having North Korea levels of devotion to dear leader, except if you criticize him, nothing happens. You're fine. That's the big lie that I can't stand. It's the idea that like people on Fox News or in the Republican Party have anything genuinely to fear. Like they don't. It's just that's fake. They can actually turn on Trump at any point if they want to. They're just really cowardly. They don't want to risk even like a 1 or 2 percentage point marginal dip in their potential re-election chances, you know? There's like no consequence. The same with Dems in Israel. Yeah. We act as though they have a gun pressed to their back, but in the real world, there are no consequences. Like, there's no real threat. It's not the 60s anymore. Nobody's getting like quietly killed by the FBI or whatever. They could do it and there'd be nothing. Nothing would happen. Here's her breaking on the war. Somebody showed Trump the clip.
Now, as you can imagine, that post did not go over well with the Iranians
I don't know which
or
post.
with many Americans. I mean, I don't know about you, but I am sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. Can't he just behave like a normal human? I mean, honestly, like the president, I 3D chess, shut up. Fucking shut up about that shit.
She's having a Nick Fuentes moment. I don't blame her.
You don't threaten to wipe out an entire civilization. We're talking about civilians. Just casually in a social media post. You know, like I am the first to try to understand Trump and his strategy and to not freak out over his weird social media posts and language that is loose and incendiary. Truly, I've lived with it for 10 plus years. I learned it the hard way when I was on the receiving end of it for 9 months. And truly, I think that was a gift to me in many ways because it helped me really.
She contradicted herself literally like a day before. Yeah, Megyn Kelly, like all of them, doesn't believe in anything. Different kind of person, etc.
Honestly, Trump could drop a nuke and I'd still vote Republican over those people. Because
Literally, like one day after another, Trump could drop a nuke in Iran and I wouldn't care. I'd still vote for him. And then how dare he say he'd wipe out a civilization? They really don't. The only reason she's pivoting here yesterday, as opposed to saying this a day before yesterday, is because in between April 7th and April 8th, Trump fucked up and worsened his margins even more with regard to the Iran war. That's it. That's it. It's literally just which way the wind blows for these people.
They want to
Avenue voter.
In some ways, I really am. But honestly, what they want to do is nuke our own country. You know, it's like the open border, what they're doing to children, all that stuff is still they would do it all if put back in power. And I think most
And then one day later.
come to understand what he does with his social media. But this is completely irresponsible and disgusting. This is wrong. It's wrong. He should not be doing it. I don't care that it's a negotiate. His negotiation tactic is to kill an entire country full of civilians, men, women, and children, an American president, so that the Strait of Hormuz will be opened. It's just wrong. It's not hard to say it. It's not hard to recognize it. I wish he would stop doing this. Like, he can't negotiate without doing this. What does that say about him? What does that say about the position that our country is in right now in these negotiations? He's got to say this. He can't be a dignified, strong leader without threatening a bunch of war crimes.
This is boring. Watch him tweet now about the failing Megyn Kelly. Does he know? She went on Piers Morgan.
Trump watched us learn it. And so what led Trump, what, at 79 years old, to sit in there in that Situation Room when Bibi Netanyahu was seated as an equal?
Yeah.
Trump didn't even sit at the head of the table. Trump sat at the side of the table, and Bibi was across from him as an equal in the American Situation Room. What led him to sit there and buy what that guy was selling hook, line, and sinker when every other president was able to see through that liar? What was it? Because he was told the next day by our own top advisors, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to the secretary of state to the vice president, that these are lies and that these objectives are not going to be
This twat used to be on Britain's Got Talent. There's a reason why basically every conservative pundit used to be in entertainment. It's because they just like attention. This is uniquely a right-wing phenomenon. If you take a look at left-wing pundits, commentators, news anchors, or whatever, they typically have a background in journalism. But overwhelmingly, on the right, you see people who flunked out of Hollywood or attempted to have some kind of previous career in it, some like desperate bid for attention. It's the reason why they don't really mind lying. It's just acting to them, you know? Hello, the president? I mean, yeah, to name one example.
Cannibal. Don't believe him. We might be able to wipe out the Ayatollah, not regime change, Ayatollah, and we might be able to decimate some portion of their missiles and their military. Okay, that's true. But the goals, as stated by Trump when we actually did pull the trigger, were all over the board. And to this moment, he's pushing the BS claim that we affected regime change. Mm. No, we didn't. It's the same regime, just different players. Mm. There isn't somebody more moderate in there at all. We have no reason to believe that. In fact, it looks like the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is in control now, which is far more radical. And the fatwa that had allegedly been issued by the Ayatollah on developing nukes is gone. Iran is more powerful economically. It controls the strait and now is demanding the lifting of all sanctions against it. And what Trump did with that 10-point plan was go from Monday saying, no, not good, to Tuesday saying, very workable, we can do it, as a means of saving face to bail off of his insane threats about annihilating an entire civilization. So I don't know how we got here, Piers. I'd like to know just as much as anybody else, but all I can think in my head, based on what I've read in the paper, is we got here thanks to Bibi Netanyahu, Lindsey Graham, and Mark Levin. And ultimately, President Trump. That's not to take agency away from the president, who was bamboozled. I don't know why. He was too weak to say no. He was too gullible to...
I don't know why. It's a mystery.
See through the lies. One way or another, he allowed himself to be pushed into this insane conflict.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace. In fact, it's not even close. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attack on the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. These so-called pundits are losers, and they always will be. Now, fake news CNN, the failing New York Times, and all the other radical left news organizations are hailing them and giving them positive press for the first time in their lives. They're not MAGA, they're losers, just trying to latch on to MAGA. As president, I could get them on my side anytime I want to, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm too busy on world and country affairs. And after a few times, they go nasty, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I no longer care about that stuff. I only care about doing right by our country. MAGA is about winning and strength and not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. MAGA is about making America great again, and the people have no idea how to do that, but I do, because the United States is now the hottest country anywhere in the world. President Donald J. Trump. He's ulting? He's right, you know. When things are going well. Yep. Yes, sir. Hot. It's very hot. Watch all this result in 2 years from now. The Republicans without Trump look like the party of peace to the general American public compared to AIPAC Dems. Unfortunately, I feel like that's the road we're headed down, because they're positioning J.D. Vance to be like the insider maverick who opposed Trump's warmongering from the beginning versus Democrats who will not back away from AIPAC. Like, Republicans will just lie and say they won't do any more war. And then, of course, J.D. Vance will do more war. as they always do. But Democrats won't even lie. You know, they won't even engage in the. By the way, J.D. Vance bringing down Orban's polling numbers is omegalol. Yep. Trump was initially told Thursday's ceasefire would cover the Middle East, including Lebanon. However, after a call between Netanyahu and Trump, the U.S. position shifted. That's so cool. He looks so stupid here. Every time. Trump is freaking the fuck out on Maine right now. Do you see a way out of the war that doesn't require a draft or capitulation to Iran? Yeah, hoping that Iran for some reason gives up. I want us to capitulate to Iran. We are a Satan country, and Iran is a godly, heavenly country that has been endowed and imbued with the godly will to resist global evil. Yeah. A light from heaven. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Imbued. Let's not go too far. Iran's only the good guys here by circumstance. Isn't that how all the great stories go, you know? A roguish thief with a heart of gold, given an opportunity to do good, sets out on a heavenly journey. I read a book about that recently. Is that not a time-tested archetype? You know, Robin Hood committed crimes. Bosch has given me the confidence to join the RGC chat. Catch you later. Okay, no, hold on. If you're going to do it, don't mention it in my chat beforehand.